With the extensive continuing coverage of his passing, it's clear the late Senator John McCain moved the media. Beyond his many distinguished roles, decorated Navy pilot, Senate statesman, prisoner of war survivor, McCain's way with words made the mark. That is reflected in a recent story composed by Associated Press reporter Lori Kelman.
I was reading his book, The Restless Wave, and he speaks often of a best friend of his from his Naval Academy days named Chuck Larson, who became an admiral, who graduated at the top of their class of 1958. McCain graduated toward the bottom, but they remained best friends for a long time, for the rest of their lives, in fact. And McCain talks about him in the book. And then on the very last page, he says something that I read over again and tried to figure out what it meant. He says that he wanted to enjoy his ranch, and he says, and then take my leave, bound for a place near my old friend Chuck Larson in the cemetery on the Severn.
The U.S. Naval Academy sits at the mouth of the Severn River, where it lets out into the Chesapeake. The cemetery at the Naval Academy is where McCain will be laid to rest, near his old Academy friend Chuck Larson, himself a distinguished naval commander and former head of the Naval Academy. Last week, as it became apparent that McCain was in his final hours, Kelman followed her reporter's curiosity and uncovered another of the many layers of John McCain.
Just on a hunch, I got up really early Saturday morning and then headed out to the Naval Academy, got there about 9:30 in the morning, and boy, it is a beautiful cemetery, very old, a lot of familiar names. And I saw I was sort of looking at the river and the crew teams going by and just the beautiful trees. And I saw a orange traffic cone. Hmm. And I saw that one of the wooden stakes in the ground next to the cone had McCain's name written. That was a jarring moment because it just made it clear to me that this was really happening and that this is where McCain was going to be buried.
As Kelman points out, McCain's military achievements merited a spot of honor at Arlington National Cemetery, where his father and grandfather are buried. While McCain's words have moved many, it is also true that he was moved by words. In a public radio interview, McCain revealed his favorite book, Ernest Hemingway's For Whom the Bell Tolls, and that he often thought of the book's main character, Robert Jordan, during his torturous time in a Vietnamese war prison. That was recounted during his 2008 presidential campaign in an extraordinary feature produced by NPR's Susan Stamberg. McCain could summon up the book's final moments as Robert Jordan faces his own death after a heroic but futile battle. To quote Hemingway, "The world is a fine place and worth the fighting for, and I very much hate to leave it."
It's a beautiful phrase when you think about it. And to me, it means everything. Maximize your time. Care about the world, not just your own self, and accept your fate. Accept your fate.
We've heard many clips from John McCain's speeches throughout this week. Lori Kelman offers a final quote from an address delivered at the Naval Academy in 1998 as his friend, the late Chuck Larson, was about to depart from their beloved institution.
"Neither I nor the Navy nor the Academy say goodbye today. Goodbyes are impossible. We have been close for too long to part company now." What the McCain, so the McCain Senate office revealed in the last couple of days that actually Admiral Larson had reserved 4 plots at that spot in the cemetery for himself, McCain, and their wives, Cindy and Sally, who are now widows. This has been a plan for some time, and it's reflective, I think, of McCain's affinity for things that are not quite so formal. Arlington Cemetery was not the place for him.
A procession and funeral for John McCain will take place Saturday at the Washington National Cathedral. On Sunday, he will be laid to rest at the Naval Academy Cemetery. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.